You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
I am joined by Homesick, Otatahi teen band Homesick, who have been given the opportunity to play in Japan at a high energy rock festival formed in 2025. They've quickly made an impact on their local music scene. Sold out shows at Space Academy, Dark Room, Wonder Bar, and more high energy, melody heavy emo music. They join me now to talk about their Japan show. I'm joined by Grace and Lucci. How are y'all?
Oh, we're doing well. All at home at the moment, about to practice later on. So yeah,
nice. You've just ordered some dumplings?
Yeah, well, I don't know. The boys went and were like, we're going to get you food. And so,
hope it's something good.
That's all they're good for, really, is just going and getting the car. You guys are on the show to talk about this insane opportunity that you've been given. Talk to me about this. So you opened for renowned Japanese band Guitar Wolf, and then the opportunity to play at the festival arose from that?
Yeah, it was crazy, eh? Like, we opened, Gina asked Lucci if we could open for them at Space Academy, and we're like, why not? Like, they're like one of the best bands ever. Me and Lucci saw them together in 2025, mm-hmm. and Lucci had an amazing time. We both stole a set list. So opening for them in 2026 was just crazy, and we would never think that, you know, it's such a big opportunity opening for an international band just in that.
Yeah.
So Seiji afterwards, he's like, holy mo-. Seiji is the vocalist guitarist of Guitar Wolf. He is Guitar Wolf himself. He formed the band. He is so lovely. He wanted to swap contacts and be like, let's keep in touch. And we're just like, whoa, like that's a step further into seeing like potential. So we're like, awesome. And he was like kind of hinting the idea of like coming over to Japan, but he's like, I don't know, like it's really hard and risky because you guys are young and teenagers. But then he finally sent the message in like April, was it? He sent me a message. He's like, Homesick has to come to Japan and play Shimane Jet Fest. And I'm at Aisei's house, and I'm here right now as well. And I'm just running around up and down his hallways like, what the heck? We got offered to play in Japan, guys. And this is crazy. And we called afterwards after the freak out. And I think majority of the votes were like, we can't do it. We don't have the money. Mm. And it was definitely hard, and I was like, no, like, we're going to make the money then. And I sat in Lucci's house for, like, I think 2 out of the 3 days working on documents of, like, how we'll get there, getting people who previously have done the festival, like the D4 themselves, talking to them about, did they enjoy it, is it worth the experience, and, yeah, how do we find the funding? And so, yeah, we worked really hard towards that.
Nice. Yeah, so you call up the D4, and what did they say?
Oh, Jimmy Christmas, the guitarist, vocalist, he was so sweet. He was like, if Seiji calls you over, you have to say yes. Like, you just got to go for it. I talked to Jake as well. He was very lovely about it, and he said, go for it. It's an amazing opportunity. I got to call him, and he really went through it in detail of what we need to know about it. I messaged Dion. He gave like a real quick, like, just say yes. Like, they all basically just said, say yes, you're going to have the best time of your life.
Mm. And it's not even, obviously it's a huge honor to go to the festival anyway, but it's also the 30th anniversary of Guitar Wolf being in a band, and 40th, 30th, one of them. I've got two numbers in front of me. 40th. But yeah, I mean, so that's a huge celebration in itself that's going on at the music festival, and y'all are going to be there at the same time. When you sat down to kind of plan out, like, this is how we're going to get there, this is how we're going to do it, what's step one?
I think it was like, I don't know, just trying to like win over everyone and everyone's parents as well. And then just like, how we're going to get there is like, we'll just fundraise a gig, so we'll just like think about like the ways of fundraising and just how we get money, or like it's just kind of bad if I say how do we get money from our supporters.
But
like, yeah, we just like we'll launch the booster campaign, we'll put the fundraise shirts, and then just like, yeah, see what happens.
Nice. And the fundraiser show, were you going to have one in Dunedin? Were you coming down to Dunedin for that?
Oh, sadly not. We really want to, but the fact is, like, all of us are on our rizzy. We're really strict about driving and stuff, so we don't want to disobey them. We totally respect them. I think a few of us will get our fills, like, once we come back from Japan, so we really want to go to Dunedin play shows. So,
yeah. I want to book something. So then we have to go.
Yeah. I'm sure the city would welcome you with open arms. So this boosted campaign, you've got to get the cost of like around 20 grand, which is it's a pretty big number, you know, but it makes sense. It covers flights, accommodation, and transport. But you've also booked a quiz night, or you did book a quiz night. That was 29th of June.
Yeah.
How did the quiz night go?
I think it was good. Like I think we sold out all the tables and stuff. We had some raffles. Basically, like our parents just funded everything, and we were just like there.
It was really well put together, though. I think the night went on really well. We did quiz night, which was like Believe It or Not. And then we had a person who did the quiz for us. Like we didn't have to have someone there. It was all organized. The tables were organized. We were doing raffles. We did auctioning, which was really cool. We did a break in between, like, the mid part and did, like, a acoustic version of our songs. We have a huge raffle going on at the moment that anyone can go for. It's for, from Music Works. We're doing it at gigs, but it's a huge prize. Like, we're drawing it on our last gig, which will be in September before we go away. And it's, like, a guitar and an amp. Crazy, to be given that from like music. Is it Music Works?
Music Works.
Like, they were like, "We'll help you out. Here's like products you can raffle off." And we're like, "Oh my god! Like, thank you so much." You know, just we didn't realize how much real support really comes into it. Like, how much people really want to get us over there. So just every little bit everyone has been offering us and giving to us has been so. We've been so grateful for it every step of the way.
Yeah, how's it felt having the kind of music community and the Otsutahi community come behind you and rally for this?
We feel quite loved, I think, because like it was hard. Like it's not like New Zealand. Like, I think Christchurch especially is very like a bit like tall poppy syndrome. Music is the one thing where people are like, that's like the music community here is like really nice. But like that being said, I was a wee bit like. Iffy on like announcing the fact that like we've been together since October, we have no songs released, but here we are about to go on tour to Japan. Can you give us your money? Like it didn't feel too good, but like luckily, like me and Grace have been in the same for a few years, so quite a few people didn't like know us. So it's a little less like, but it still felt a bit like I think people out of Christchurch they'll be like,
Oh, but you'd be surprised, you know, like word gets around and that those kind of like the punk and the emo and the DIY communities, you know, I feel like it's such a New Zealand thing to be like, yeah, this band's going to Japan. They have no recorded music at the moment. But, you know.
It really does go to show who really wants to put their foot forward, I think, to help us. Like, I think it's quite interesting. There's people who are like, their opinions are like, well, they're not recorded, so, like, what the heck, how's this happen? And then there's people who are like, who cares? Like, they're off to Japan, man. Like, it's such a cool opportunity.
Yeah.
I think me and Lucci being together for so long, we've actually grown as musicians together. Like, I remember our first few songs, and I look back, and I'm like, how did we write something like that? And I look now, and the progress that I think we've made together is just so amazing. It just works now, and we have like a better understanding of what we want to write and stuff.
And it must be so cool to have that talent. I mean, you're both young and the band's so young. To have that talent recognized by someone in a band like Guitar Wolf, you know, and to be told that they're very impressed with that talent must feel pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, they see a lot of bands. Seiji only picks like two international bands for his festival every year, and like the fact that like Guitar Wolf had seen all the openers from their like Aussie and New Zealand tour, they picked us out of everyone. Like it was Aussie bands, it's just like, whoa. And if plus all the bands that were the same last year and the year before.
Yeah.
That's still not us. Like, pretty crazy.
Yeah, like, it's amazing. So how is the Boosted campaign going?
It's all right. I think we're 28% of the way there.
28%, but 2 weeks to go. Yeah, we've been like, we love all the, like, been overwhelmed by all the support we've had so far. Like, super grateful. Because we've done quite a few other, like, fundraising thingies. So, yeah, we appreciate anyone's donors. It's like, it's kind of hard to ask people for money when, like, they weren't really getting anything out of it. But it's just like, I don't know, it's really nice to see that, yeah, people, like, even people that, like, we don't know, like, you know, want us to succeed.
One of my camp, actually, like, I went to Camp America last year, and I had one of the kids that I taught in the rock shop actually donate, like, last night at, like, 3 a.m. for an email boost, and it said her name, and I was like, oh, my God, like, I was like, this is crazy to me. I was, like, actually about to cry because I was like, oh, my gosh, like, I didn't realize, like, people all the way in the States were, like, wanting to help out and stuff, and it just really goes to show, like, who really wants to back you. So it's just a really beautiful thing I've been seeing. Like, there's people who have been anonymous, and that's okay. Like, we totally understand if people want to keep hidden, you know, for personal reasons. And we appreciate their support no matter what. Like, every little bit counts. But, like, seeing the names of people that you just never would have expected, and no matter what, like, the number is, every donation counts for us. And every little, like, that matters. We just, like, honestly couldn't be, like, more grateful for everyone who's, like, been chipping in for us. It's so amazing.
Yeah. And if any of our listeners out there are wanting to donate, big amount, small amount, everything counts, you can go to the Homesick Band Instagram to find out all the links, find the Boosted campaign on the Boosted website, and help get them to Japan. And you very kindly... you don't have any recorded music, as we said, but you very kindly recorded me an acoustic version of one of your songs, which I didn't realize that you were going to do, but as soon as I was like, that's dedication, you know, that's, you want that coin, you want to go to Japan.
We're actually recording, like, at the moment, like, we're back in, I think, our last day in 2 years tomorrow.
Oh,
yeah. But, like, yeah, you got to pack stuff for that, man.
Yeah.
But, you know, so I was like, oh, we could try and get it done in time, but I was like, actually, no, we could just record an acoustic version, and, like, I think it took, like, 10 minutes, and we were like, yeah, it's in there.
Nah, it's perfect. It works great.
Because, yeah, we delayed a bit because I got sick for, like, a week, and everyone's like, it was kind of frustrating. I felt bad, but then I was like, oh, guys, like, I don't think I should go on a booth right now. And so, yeah.
Yeah, but the song that I sent you, yeah, we're recording that one at the moment, so... I think this will be a lot more of, like, a chilled out version. So if you maybe listen to it in a few months, it would be all, like, angry and cool. But yeah, this one's the chill one. So it might be better for the breakfast show.
Yeah. Perfect. We will have that one on the program just after this next track that I have queued up from Otutahi Band, Aktang. Grace, Lucci, thank you so much. You've seemed very excited about that track being next.
I call them acting as a joke. I freaking love those guys. They're actually playing. Okay, crazy. Sorry, I'm so sorry to interrupt. We're playing at Shaka Bros on July 18th. They're also playing on July 18th at, I think, at Dark Room with This Dog and the Bat Slaughter Band. And they were like, Aktung were like, it's like, I call them Aktung, but they were like, oh, we're doing an EP release. And I was like, oh, that's my birthday. And they're like, we'll put you on tours. And I was like, oh, thank you. So I love those guys. So when you play it, like, much love.
We've got the Otutahi love going on here for the music scene. thank you so much for joining me on the program. Everybody, head to their Instagram, head to their Boosted campaign, get them to Japan. I hope you guys have a lovely rest of your morena.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much.
Oh, good. Ka kite. That was Grace and Lucci from Homesick talking about their Boosted campaign to get them to Japan.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.